William McKinley from lessonsonamericanpresidents.com. William McKinley Jr. was the 25th President of the United States, serving between 1897 and 1901. He was born in 1843 in Ohio. McKinley briefly attended Allegheny College and was teaching in a country school when the Civil War broke out. He enlisted as a private in the Union Army. After the war, he studied law and opened his own office. He married Ida Saxton, the daughter of a local banker. At the age of 34, McKinley won a seat in Congress. His attractive personality and quick intelligence enabled him to rise rapidly. He was appointed to the powerful Ways and Means Committee. A colleague recalled that he generally represented the newer view, and on the great new questions, he was generally on the side of the public and against private interests. He took office in 1897. He focused on restoring prosperity to the country and set the value of the dollar against the price of gold. This helped end the gloom following the Panic of 1893. However, foreign policy dominated McKinley's term, and in the 100-day war, the United States destroyed the Spanish fleet outside Santiago Harbor in Cuba, seized Manila in the Philippines, and occupied Puerto Rico. In 1900, McKinley won a second term in office. He was shot two times while greeting the crowd in Buffalo, New York, on September 5, 1901. He asked the crowd not to hurt his assassin, anarchist Leon Solcos. McKinley died 8 days later. He was the last president to have fought in the American Civil War and was succeeded by his vice president, Theodore Roosevelt.